Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, and welcome to another Above and Beyond with myself, Grant Collier. Firstly, I must apologize for last week's show. I hadn't been well. I've been suffering really badly with this cold and flu, and I'm just recovering from it now, guys. So I've got to apologise. Anybody that tuned in last week, you might have heard a rerun of a previous show. That's sheerly because I wasn't well and I was laying horizontal, and I've only just become vertical, and I'm back on form, guys. So yeah, but wow, what a week! What a day! I mean, I've been out there today, and I've got to tell you, here in London, it's chaotic out there. There's a lot of traffic out there. Anyone would think it's the end of the world. Well, apparently, according to the Mayan calendar, it was supposed to be the end of something. But, guys, listen, you know, they were amazing people, the Mayans. And let me just tell you, from the knowledge of what I've learned over the years and through my own gift and tapping into the energies from above, this is something of a unique change, something that's coming up within the energy of a new beginning. So don't worry about it. I don't feel that we're going to start to see meteor showers coming down or, you know, black holes opening up and bits and pieces. So you've got nothing to worry about. What I want you to worry about is listening to the show tonight, because we've got some amazing guests coming in on the show tonight. Now, I'll talk about a little bit about the guests that are coming on in a little while. What I firstly want to do is do a little bit of promoting. Now, if any guys listen to the show, you know that I promote a few bits, first of all. So, basically, I want to just talk to you about, I was talking to a man that I've worked very close with over the last couple of years, a guy called Andrew Ayres. He works with Psychic Gold Events. Just doing a bit of promotion for him. And he's got a lot of things coming up with Psychic Gold. But you can go through to Psychic Gold at www.psychicgoldevent.com. co.uk, or you can go through to also Andrew Ayres on his Facebook page, or go to his Facebook page on Psychic Gold, and if you go through there you can listen to what's coming up. But he's got so much coming up at the moment that there's things that he can't announce at the moment yet, because, you know, it's confidentiality bits and pieces. But there's a lot of ranges of things that he's selling at the moment, and bits and pieces. There's candles out. He's telling me about a candle. He didn't get back to me, but he's a busy man. So, you know, at the end of the day, I said to Andrew, look, I will promote as much as I can for you, because he's put a lot of work my way, bless him, and yeah, and he's doing good work there. So I just want to wish him a happy Christmas and his family, and also his partner there, Gary, as well, his working partner, that is, Gary, that they put a lot of effort into these events. So good luck, guys, and good luck with that. The next one I wanted to promote is a lovely holistic shop that is near to me. It's down in Sevenoaks. It's Serendipity. These guys are open on Christmas Eve, and they're also open on Sunday, this coming Sunday, and they're open from 11 till 4 p.m. Now, they're in Sevenoaks in Kent. They're probably one of the biggest holistic shops around me locally, and these girls do a fantastic job down there. Now, you can find out more about them at www.serendipitydirect.com. Now, go through and have a little look, because they've got an amazing array of workshops, stuff coming up, meditation groups, healing sessions. They've got a variety of crystals and all sorts going on down there. So, guys, go and check them out. Now, like I said, I've got some amazing guests coming up. Now, one of them you've had a few times on the show before. I love this man. He will be coming on a little bit later on. He's sitting on the sidelines. He's ready and waiting to go. We've got some amazing stuff coming up with this particular guy. But I will be bringing him in a little bit later. The first guy that I'm going to be talking to is a guy that I've heard a lot about. Now, this man has got an amazing reputation for what he does. And I'm going to play a piece of music first to introduce this man and the way that he works. And I found a fitting piece of music for him because, you know, I think in every level, he'll understand the reasons why I put this in, with some of the words in the lyrics to this song. Like I say, this man comes highly recommended, and it's an absolute pleasure to have him on my show. I hope that sounds right. That sounds a bit wrong. It was an absolute pleasure to have him on my show. But we'll introduce him after this piece of music. So kick your shoes back or kick your shoes off, put your feet up, grab yourself a snowball or a tipple or something, chill out and listen to this. It's coming.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn of bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, to how you suffered for your sanity, to how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, the lovely Mike Davis, and that event is in February. Guys, keep your ears pinned back for that one, and it will be played that ad over and over again until we hit that date, and you'll know and find out more information on that during all the other shows. So keep listening, that ad will be played, so you won't miss out. And if you think to yourself, oh God, I didn't hear the first bit of when the dates are, they're all there. Just keep listening, guys. It's going to be an amazing event with amazing hosts. We're all going to be there. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. Okay, now, I said to you there was a fitting piece of music. I hope you liked it. I think this was something, the only piece of music that I could really put to this particular guy. And he's such a spiritual, lovely energy. And, you know, before I even introduce you to this guy, you'll pick up on his energy straight away. It's the lovely, the wonderful Patrick Gamble. Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I am, Grant. Thank you very much.
No problem. I hope that song fitted you well. I know that it was a song that I could fit the lyrics to make it unique to you. You are a psychic artist, and you know I've seen a lot of your work, and it's absolutely incredible. And the vibrancy of colour and everything is amazing, and so much depth. Now, Patrick, I know a bit about you, but obviously our audience, and we've got a massive audience out there, they don't know how you work as a whole. Can you explain a little bit about yourself, where it all started, and where you are today and what you're doing?
Okay, thank you, Grant. First of all, beautiful piece of music, really quite touching, actually. But yes, I was reminded the other day, actually, that it was a lot further back than what I thought. It's about 20 years ago now that it kind of first kind of happened. I mean, up until that time, I was very much an atheist, an unbeliever. I'm a builder by trade, and that's what I've done for the best part of my life. So, you know, obviously I'm a very logically minded man, and not interested in any form of belief or religion at that time. Yeah. And how I came into it, well, I was on a building site working, and, you know, I didn't go for any trauma or difficulty. Everything was quite good in my life at the time, and I was given just a simple box of bits and pieces from a person in work. This box actually came into work, not directly for me, but for someone else. This chap was moving away, and this, the chap who it was meant for actually left it on site, and it was given to me. And I took it home, and I really just put it down into the garage. And the months went by, and one Saturday I came to tidy the garage and came to this box. And to cut some of the story short a bit, I just emptied the box out and I discovered some paint. It was oil paints, and they were and it kind of struck me a little bit, because the oil paints were something totally different from anything. Basically, the stuff in the box was more to do with my work as a builder. Yep. These tubes of paint was something most strange to me, and to see them in the box. But it provoked a thought within my mind, if you like, and And that thought was, silly thought, was just to leave the garage and to go up into the house and to create a childish kind of picture, I guess, in a way, for just to create some form of reaction when people came home. It was a simple, silly thought, but what actually happened, a man's face appeared upon a board with these oil paints, and it appeared very quickly. It did not mean anything to me. In actual fact, I can't say it really sat with me in any form, shape, or manner.
Yeah.
But what it actually done, it actually opened up a doorway, a doorway to the spirit world.
Wow.
It took 3 years to find out that this particular image was one of my spirit guides. It was quite a journey in discovering it was one of my spirit guides, because I wasn't interested in any of this, I didn't really want to follow it up. And I guess in a way, because my lack of knowledge of anything related to spiritualism or to the afterlife, I was really kind of, it wasn't there. I didn't understand it. But eventually it kind of led me into the spiritualist churches. And first of all, it was not to learn. It was really kind of like to close a doorway. I did start to paint, and my house started to fill up with many paintings. People came who knew me and saw the paintings, and I was asked then if I would like to go to one of the fairs with the work, which, again, I was a little bit reluctant to do, because, to be honest with you, I didn't really understand it at that time. But eventually I did go, and that brought more people to me, and I started to see images around people. And then I kind of like, it just took me into a space where I started to paint images around people.
Wow.
And I could only do one a day. I mean, it was something that it just happened, and I did not have a message for anyone at that time.
Yeah.
But that's quite a long time ago now. I mean, over the years it has grown, and you know, obviously I've opened up to this world now and fully believe and know. And my thoughts, my way, my manner of who I am has totally changed.
Well, I mean, it is amazing. I think that, you know, I mean, I do automatic writing. I've been doing that for many years. And obviously, for automatic writing, you know, you get drawings as well. Is it very similar in the fact that when you're picking up on the energy, or you just feel like you want to pick up the paint and just start painting? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. In the early days, that's exactly what it was. I would be, in some ways, I would wake up with a very strong feeling to paint. I could be at work, and sometimes I used to leave work and come home to paint. Sometimes I would put a canvas up, and some of these canvases are very large. Sometimes I know what I was going to do, and sometimes I did not. But over the years now, I guess because I've been working in this way now for so long, obviously people come and sit in front of me now, and we're able to open up to their energies, and we're able to paint someone connected to them in one form or another, that carries a message or a meaning. So where I am today, it's kind of like I'm able. I don't go around 24/7. I go to a place where I work or in my home, and I open up, but then I close down. So I'm very much, I'm only open when I'm in my line of work, if you like.
Absolutely. I think that goes along the line with all of us in the different ways that we work. But I do know that you've also constructed and painted a deck of cards as well.
Yes.
And I've seen these, and they are absolutely beautiful. I mean, the energy that you pick off them alone. I mean, I read tarot as well, and I've read tarot over the years. But, you know, there's such a beautiful energy from them. There's such a connection with them. And it's something that, you know, we don't understand, or Joe Blogs don't understand, that the colour vibration in the energy is a lot different from the spirit world than what we see as a spectrum of colour than what we see here. And that emphasis and that energy comes from the colour. Do you find that when you're mixing the paint, it has to be, spirit gives you that energy to find that right colour?
Absolutely. And it's so true what you've just said there. The colour is really, in a way, it is the essence. It is. Yeah. I mean, I see colour as a medicine of vibration. I mean, the spirit colours are so vivid and so strong. And that's the essence of what I work with, because that is what is like the energy, if you like. So I'm fed this energy, and then we have to take our physical colours and work with them upon the canvas in order to put that down. So what you've just said is very much the way it is, actually. And we can actually kind of take those colours and read them just in the colour form in itself. The cards that you mentioned, in my early days, the paintings, I at one time had 8 of the paintings reproduced into card. And someone came to me one day, a medium, and said, "Patrick, I'm using your cards within my workshops and to read them. How do you read them?" And I said at that time, I don't know how to. And they said, "What? You don't know how to?" So it kind of started from that person helping me to understand what was happening, which was a long time ago. And so eventually we have a deck of cards now that hold 72 cards in them.
It's very strange, isn't it, how we adapt to the energy of the way that we work and understanding. We just do it because it's the way that spirit brings it through us. We're an energy and we're a channel. A couple of years ago I'd done a research with a guy from California, a guy called Rebalance, come over. He called me, wanted a mediumship to trance through the energy of a famous artist that had passed away. And I tranced through Vincent van Gogh for the BBC. Well, basically with this, they wanted to find out what was how the art world perceived what was being done with the art today and how they saw it within the art world. And Vincent van Gogh, and I didn't know this until I heard it back, but he was talking about it wasn't just to do with the energy of the colour, it's to do with the energy of the texture as well, within the energy of the feel of the canvas as well and the painting as well. Do you feel that that's part of it as well? Do you sort of lose yourself within the energy of what you're actually putting down on canvas? So it's not like you step back and go, "Oh right," you just go with it, do you?
I do, but again, what you've said is very apt actually, because the texture. I have a particular guide that kind of in my early days was very much trance work, but now it's like an overshadowing now when we paint. So I have a particular guide that I work very closely with. It was an artist in London.
Uh-huh.
And no one with a name that is known, but I work very close with this gentleman. But again, working with the texture, again, the texture of the canvas and the actual oils themselves is something that is so important. Now, I've tried to work with other substances, but it just doesn't work. It has to be, for me particularly, it has to be oil paints on canvas, and that is the connection. It doesn't, any other materials do not work. So the texture, gosh, you get lost in it. You really, it's so true.
It's strange, because going back to where you talk about texture and it depends what you use and what material you're using to put on the canvas. I know very much for me, if I'm doing automatic writing, I cannot use any other pen than a normal Bic Baro pen. Because the flowing texture of the energy of the ink makes it work better for me. So I can't do it with a pencil. I can't do it with a fountain pen. It has to be a Baro pen. Because I'll get that flowing energy of the energy. Because at the end of the day, you know, it has to flow.
And it has to flow.
And I think that when I look at guys like yourself, people out there that do these amazing drawings, it just absolutely blows my mind. Because yes, we, you know, as a medium myself, I see some very, very vibrant colour from spirit, and I see, you know, a lot of different things from what we see on the earth plane. But we can clearly see that within the pictures that you draw. Now, I want to let people know how they can go and see some of your paintings on your websites and that. You've got a particular website that you've got all these drawings and that on. Can you tell us how they can go and look at that, or look at the cards that you basically manufactured from spirit through yourself? How can they go and find out a bit more about that, Patrick?
The best thing to do would be to visit the website, which is patrickgamble.co.uk. On there will be the work. I mean, it's not all the work, because in the early days, I didn't really understand what was happening. But there's a large percentage of the work on there, and it covers a lot of aspects, from doing people's spirit guides or private sittings to actually doing the larger sittings or larger canvases. It's an array of stuff on that site that people can actually go and look at.
Wow. So, I mean, you're not just a psychic artist. I mean, you have to be a psychic to be clairvoyant, clairsentient within the energy. So, you overall, you do card readings, you do other things other than your painting within the work.
I do. I mean, when it came in with the paintings, and to be honest, when I first started to paint, all I would do was I would actually just paint the picture and give them the picture. I didn't have anything more. But again, over the years, it took me into then clear sensing, working with my feelings. Yeah, and that's really in a way that I do. And the psyche obviously coming in on that. Uh-huh. I over the years, again, I've become a healer as well, because that was another avenue that it took me down, and also sensing and feeling and working on that vibration as well. So I the one part with myself is that we tune in. I mean, I do see the energy around the person when we're painting, and it has to be. It's a bit like in their aura, if you like, in their energy surrounding them. I enter into that space, and I do see, and I have to see it to paint it, if you like. But there normally is one that is a bit more. More to the front, as I say. No one is stronger within the spirit world. It's just that one is a little bit closer for a connection.
Absolutely.
And that's generally the one we work with. After the painting is done, then I obviously the cards, they're not tarot. They're more an intuitive deck of cards. They trigger off senses and feelings and also what comes in through myself for that.
Well, absolutely, because I've always said when you pick up a deck of cards, maybe, angel cards, tarot, whatever they may be, I always find that a card should be what you get from it and not a specific rule of thumb. Because I feel that, you know, every card can be different within every situation of a different type of reading that you're giving. And yeah, I totally agree with you. Now, I want to keep you on the show, and I know that, you know, we've got so much to go through tonight, but, you know, I would love you to stay on with us. I've got another one of your colleagues that you do work alongside quite a few times on events that's coming in on the show in a minute. We'll bring him in and showcase him in a minute. But would you do this, Jonah, Patrick, and just would you do a couple of readings for us later on?
Yeah, of course I will. Love
you.
Oh,
fantastic, mate. Now, just again, before you come away, can you just give over your website address again?
Yeah, it's patrickgamble.co.uk. And also, if people want to go on Facebook, there is a day card that goes out on Facebook itself, or I do a lot of work on Facebook if anyone's interested in that as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll catch you in a little while. What I'm going to do is go to a piece of music, okay? Now, this piece of music, guys, dedicates to the energy of my next guest. You will recognise who this man is as soon as it starts playing. It has got a Christmassy theme to it as well. So sit back, enjoy this one. I love this, and I know you're going to be rocking around the actual room with this one, and you're going to be jumping about like it's a party. So listen to this one, chill, and I'll see you after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, the lovely Mike Davis again, and like I said earlier on, you'll get more details of that coming up on the further show, so keep your ears pinned back for that one, guys. Big event coming up in Wales next February, so keep listening to that, and you'll get all the details from it, and you'll know more about that in time. Now, I think you all got a sort of an inkling or a clue who the next guest might be. Well, let me tell you, it is the amazing, the lovely, the funny, my dearest friend, my closest pal, the lovely master palmist, Robin Lowne. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Grant, you cheeky Watson.
Robin, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. I know that you're a very busy man. I know you know coming up for Christmas, it's been a long year for you. I was talking to you earlier on, and you know, I know that now it's time to chill out and happy Christmas, mate. Robin, what can I say? What have you been up to? Where you been? What's been going on?
Well, it's more of the same, really. I work at the College of Psychic Studies in London.
Yep.
It was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's hideaway, I suppose, for a while.
Yep.
The College of Science and Psychic Studies. I suppose, really, I put a bit of the science back into that place. I actually run courses, workshops there, and that's near Kensington in London. So I've been doing that. I teach students there on both foundation courses and advanced palmistry, and I do some master classes as well. I see private clients, and I would say that I work with a magnificent and lovely Patrick Gamble. I was going to call him Vincent van Gogh for a minute, but that's why I kept the subject. But I know he has both his ears. So, I hope he's all ears today. Patrick, that was lovely to hear you explain your stuff as well. It's very much of what we all do, isn't it? You know, we work from spirit, we work from the emotions and feelings.
Well, this is it. And I've got to say, you know, you guys are remarkable. You're out there on the circuit. You're doing a fantastic job. And it's an absolute pleasure to have you both on the show this evening.
Well, we are working on the 1st and 2nd of February in the Allendale Centre down in Wimborne near Bournemouth.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. So it all kicks off early next year, guys, for you.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm going to be joining you as well at some of these events, and I know that I'm probably there on that first one, so that's okay. Going to be fantastic. Now, Robin, because we ain't got a lot of time, and we do know a bit about you, but I know I have sent you over today.
Yes.
To Palms.
Yes, let's have a look.
I'm going to go straight into this because we haven't got a lot of time, mate. So I want to go into palm number one.
Palm number one.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about this particular person, if you could.
Look, this is a lovely person. Their hand is very earth in the sense that they're very down to earth. They're also very traditional in many ways, but they are a person who's sensitive. They're kind. They're motherly. They are a person who's got, in many ways, such lovely attributes. They will look after you, and they will promise nothing, but they will give you everything. The thing is, they don't like making too many promises because they can't say no in life to anything. And that is part of the person's problem. They got lovely hands and longer fingers with pointed fingers always indicate that they are somewhat psychic anyway. They have sense and feelings, and they have that ability too.
Is that about it? Or
No, there's a lot more.
Give us a couple of minutes more on it, mate.
Right. Well, that's from the outside of the hand. So now I've got to go and get rid of that one on my screen, and I'm going to go to the inside of the hand, which is another JPEG, which I'm just clicking up now. And this is quite interesting. On the inside of the hand, which is the palm, what I've just been doing is been looking at the hand. I suppose you could call it handistry, but now it's palmistry because I've turned the hand over. And the inside of the hand looks quite interesting. It shows that they did have quite a number of issues of feeling a little bit lonely as a child. They do have this a little bit of loneliness about them, but they filled their life with other people. And so in a sense here, they don't feel lonely anymore. They've also got middle joints of their fingers, particularly. You've got the top and then the middle and then the bottom parts of the fingers. They're quite big, which indicates that they're quite ambitious. This person is not going to hang around long in doing things. They may be doing things in a very established way. They've been through rules and regulations, understand rules and regulations, and can apply them. Their lines in their hand are very close together in the middle, which indicates, again, a kind of very private person. Even though they appear very open and very easy to get on with, they're quite private. And there's a lot of love here in the family circle, but a lot of love which, in a sense, can overshadow them. And that happened a lot when they were 16 to 19. There's a lot of area in their hand which shows that they are used to taking on difficult situations, challenges for other people. This person could be working in the community or working with other people. But what they do is they give their full support and full attention. The top part, the little finger, is very long indeed, which indicates that they've got a very naughty sense of humour, but they've also got a very, very private way of looking at the naughtiness in life. In other words, you know, they can laugh and be quite funny, but when it comes to, you know, the dirty jokes, when they go, "Oh, I don't know any punchlines," you know, they'll hide it. They do really, but, you know, they just want to be...
Yeah.
You look better than the average. Now, heart line, very quickly, person very, very demonstrative, very kind. This person would love people, animals, trees. Go and hug a tree is what I'd say, but probably they've got animals around them. They're very strong-minded. They're business-like. They've got a good sense of business, good business head, and they're just so much fun to have around. They're very bossy on occasions. That's the thing I can't quite get over, because they hide this bit. And they can be extremely bossy 1 minute. But I tell you what, this person loves a party. And what they want to do in their life is travel quite a lot more. They've done a bit in Europe, but they really want to go across to America and travel a lot in the other side of the pond. You know, health, wealth, happiness, plenty of this in this hand. And last of all, the lifeline, very vital and strong. And so the person's going to be very strong, you know, very energetic. May have a few problems in their 50s. You know, where energy has sort of gone and, you know, had a few problems, maybe health-wise, but always get over them, always resurrect. They will have to watch their weight going on and weight coming off. In other words, a bit of a yo-yo person if they're not careful.
Fantastic. That was absolutely brilliant, Mike. Well done. Now, I'm not going to announce who that palm is until later on in the show. Okay.
No.
Let's go to palm number two.
What
do you feel about palm number two?
Right. Hang on a minute. I've got the wrong one. We'll go. Hang on. This is the one I want. Excuse me, clicking away here.
Well, it's quite an interesting palm.
I want to come from the outside of this palm, first of all, top side. As you call it, top side. Great. Okay. Now, this hand is very, very different. Quite a big bone sort of fella. And a person who wants routine, they need routine. And quite actually, there are times when this person gets stuck in routines. They are a person, too, if they're not careful, they may tend to want to eat the same kind of stuff. And again, that's probably their worst nightmare, is that sometimes they get the munchies. And this sort of person can sometimes... be a little bit, there's a childishness about the nature. I'm not being rude to this person in any way.
Yeah.
You know, in a sense, this person will never grow up. They have had life very difficult in the early stages. They've had to learn to be more expressive, not hide their nature, not hide their emotions. And they lacked a lot of confidence in the early years. They've overcome so much, and I can't help but admire this person, because whatever they do thoroughly. And this person will be quite an expert in the field that they choose to do, but again, they could have chosen so many things, but they like to be working with people. Little fingers slightly curled, which sometimes says that they, like all of us, we do big it up sometimes, and this person can, you know, big it up on occasions. You understand what I'm saying? And, you know, you can be self-deceiving. We're all self-deceivers in some way. You know, we think things are better when they are, when they're not, and that kind of thing. So he has to be careful sometimes of, you know, either getting very down about things or very up about things. But he needs to, you know, be calm, be in a calm place. Now, inside the hand, this is quite good. And the picture's good too, actually. Although I haven't got whole hand, it's at an angle. But when I can see you, this person worries needlessly about everyday things. They are a person too that, although very demonstrative, they've got a short line in the middle here, which sometimes indicates they can be short-tempered. They can be a little bit grumpy, like we can all be. But this person doesn't suffer fools gladly. But they get bored easily. And he'll be on to doing other things and tinkering about with all sorts of bits and pieces. This person can be very good with small pieces, small things. And this can be also, and I want to go back to childhood. You know, when you're kids, you love the Airfix kits, and you play with matchsticks and cards and collect things. This person, if he's not careful, can collect a whole lot of junk. you know, not being rude to him. You know, if he has a hidey hole or a shed, he'll fill it, and he won't go and clear it out because everything's valuable. But it's not, and he really needs to focus up now in his life and get rid of a whole lot of stuff that he doesn't need anymore. He can be rather oversensitive about the past, but it's the present we're in at the moment, and he can be very stubborn about the present moment as well. So he only sees it the way he wants to see it, but when he focuses on things, he can do extremely well. Quit worrying is what I would say to this man. And up the first 30 years here, seems he was very inhibited. And the rest of the time, this is actually broadening. And as we get into his 50s, I don't know how old he is now, but this shows he's creative and he's energetic, and he may even change career completely.
And now, I noticed that the first thing that I noticed was very short index finger. What does that particularly mean?
Okay, it can mean several things. Yeah. On a lot of people, it can mean lack of confidence. A person with a short index finger, it's very male. So in a sense here, he likes to be the alpha male. In a sense, he wants to be boss of the situation, no matter what the situation is.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you were a lorry driver or whatever, and you were carrying a cargo and you had to drive a long distance, he would look after that as if it was an egg, you know, a baby. Yeah. So this person knows how to look after things, but they can be a little bit obsessed about that. In other words, as a child particularly, they've been brought up in the way of, you've got to do better, got to do better. And that really gets on their nerves, because this person needs to be free to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And that freedom has been very difficult. He's won it back, but it's through hard effort.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, that's fantastic, mate. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you know who these palms were. Then we're going to get these guys in to give you a little bit of feedback on that a little bit later on the show, after we've done a few readings, okay? The first one you read for, the palm number one, was for our lovely Sarah May. So, you know, from what I've learned already and what you gave forward there, that for me was, I thought that was very, very good. And the second one also was very good. And number two was our lovely Mike Davies. Now, I know these guys are listening in, and they've been listening to listen to their reading. We will have them in a minute, because I know they're standing on the sidelines. But before we go to them, okay, what I want to do is I want to play another piece of music, and then what we're going to do is we're going to go and get some callers in and do a couple of readings, and then we're going to bring the guys in and get their feedback on what you've just come forward with, okay? So we'll go to our next piece of music. It's a lovely piece of music. I love this one. Sit back, listen to this piece of music, guys. I know you're going to love it. And I'll speak to you in a little while, Robin and Patrick, and Excellent. Sit back and listen to this. Here we go.
Okay.
Guess we know this score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mind that's crying behind the curtain in the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore?
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spurred FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespurred.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, guys, well, the show must go on, and that's why we played the song, because it's busy and we're running out of time. Wow, we're nearly reaching the top of the hour and we've only got an hour left. So let's call back in the lovely Patrick Gamble. Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I'm Grant. Hiya.
Okay, Patrick, what we're going to do, we've got some callers on the line. Okay, we've got a lovely guy called Vince we're going to call in. Would you do the pleasure and honour of giving him a little reading?
No, sure, certainly. Did you say Vince?
Yeah, Vince. I'll give him a shout, see if he's there. Vince, are you on the line, my friend?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, Vince, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Patrick Gamble and see what he can pick up for you, okay?
Okay.
Over to you, Patrick.
Hello, Vince.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Okay, Vince, I'm just kind of trying to make a link here and just trying to get a sense of feeling. First of all, I feel that there's a lot of things going on around, and I feel that you're capable of a lot of things, but I do feel a lot of confusion at this moment in time. And it's almost like lost a little bit of either confidence or self-belief there, because in some ways you have so much to offer and so much to do. It's almost like it's all got confused, and there's an element of we're trying to untangle something and bring something back to a space. Because one of the elements that I'm really picking up and feeling here is there seems to be a lot of green that's coming in, and green is a real balance. In color, it sits within the middle of the spectrum, and that's why, you know, we can place it within nature, but this balancing energy is really to do that. It's related to peace and harmony, and because it's coming in and surrounding it there is a challenge or difficulty or disharmony somewhere. It does represent a little bit, I feel, coming through something of a transformation or changing at all.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Would that make any sense at all?
Yeah, it does.
Because
do you want
I think.
What...
No, don't say nothing, please.
Okay.
It's almost like 7 minutes. Or in a zone at the moment where things seem to be like a little bit where I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall and nothing's happening. So there's an element of frustration there that's coming into play. I feel that things together, you're trying to keep things together as much as possible. And we really want things to change for you a little bit, because it's almost in some ways, it's like any duration of time. A duration of time can be something like a marathon, and marathons are very draining. And there again, I feel this draining energy or low energy, and that can make someone feel quite tired, quite drained. That again will have an effect on our confidence and our belief. Now, I want to put some foundations into place for you, and again, I still go back to my building element, I guess, in a way, to get a sense of feeling. And foundations are so, so important for us, because it's something that is very, very solid. I do feel there's either been big decisions or there are more decisions to be made, and these decisions will have an influence or a change on the structure as you know it. And again, as for humans, we struggle a little bit with change, and we don't always kind of gel with it or work with it very easily. But it's trying to understand that change is a really positive thing, and in some ways it's really wanting you to embrace those changes, and in actual fact, to go out of your way to create them. It's quite scary doing that, but it's also quite an empowering thing to do. I because we have this green energy as well, that can relate again to feelings of the heart. Now, that can or pain, there are suggestions where there may be something of a split or divide within the family. Now, this may not be you directly. It could be someone else within the family that's going through this. But it would suggest where there's a healing element that's coming up in order to bring people back together. Would that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
I really want to open a doorway for you. And again, because we're coming to the end of this year, we're entering into a new year. But in some ways, I also want you to enter into that new year with almost like a sense of newness, just of your surroundings. But the first place is yourself. It has to start with you. And that's something that's very, very important. I do feel a little bit of feeling somewhat lost or uncertain at this moment. But I want you to enter the new year with such a positive frame of mind. And I know it's not always an easy thing to do, but it's something that is important to do. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Patrick, that was absolutely wonderful reading. Vince, I hope you got a lot from that. I mean, there was a lot of information coming through from Patrick there. I hope that's helped.
Yeah, the green that he was talking about is I have a case, a lawsuit still pending for settlement in January 12th. I have a hearing, and it's going to go on, so I'm hoping that I get a lot of money from there. But my biggest worry right now is yesterday I found out that I'm $1,000 behind in my car payment, and they can take my car away any time now, and I'm just really scared that they're going to before I get a chance to get caught up.
Well, I'll just ask Patrick what he feels around that. Patrick, are you getting anything on the vibe of what may happen around that particular scenario?
Well, I feel in a way that for one thing we have to do is I'm really pushing now is Vincent needs to address a certain situation, and rather than step away from these challenges, I want him to step forward into them, because what that actually does, it's an empowering situation. And I really feel this is where this foundation is coming into play, because at the moment, because there is no foundation, there is this lack, any sense of uncertainty underfoot creates that fear, and I really want to bring that into play. So I feel the energies around are really trying to bring him forward. And I do feel there's going to be a doorway that's going to open for him, but it has to take some form of lead. It's not to step away from this. He has to address these elements and claim back some form of control.
Okay.
I hope right. This helps, Vince. I mean,
yeah, that has.
I think that I love the way that you read, Patrick, and there's such a unique way that you come across with the way of understanding. I hope that has sort of given you a little bit of hope about what you need to do, Vince. And we wish you all the best, mate. We really do.
Thank you. And
good luck with
Merry Christmas.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas.
And as well to you, too. So I'm looking forward for 2013, because I know it's going to be a better year for me.
I certainly feel that myself, mate, within the energy of what I'm picking up for you, my friend. So wish you a very Merry Christmas from the lovely Mike Spirit FM. And Patrick, Patrick, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you for that. Now, let's bring Robin in and yourself here, because, you know, I know you guys have done a lot of work together, and I know that, you know, you've been working very much with Sue Alfwaite and Psychic Fair events. You also been doing other events that are separate from that. But what are people getting when they go to these events? I'll start with Robin, and then I'll come over to Patrick and get your angle on it as well. So, Robin, when people actually go into these events, where there's like a variety, what are the sort of back that you get from people?
Well, quite a lot of people come for direction and guidance. They also, they're looking for focus in their life. They're looking for spiritual guidance as well. They're looking for confirmations. They're looking at their financial future. They look about relationships and want to know more about how they may be going and the possibility of family and stuff like that. For some, it's just a curiosity. It's an experience. But for a lot of other people, it's hope therapy, it's support therapy. And they want to know about happenings in their life ahead of time, like we all do, but these are only possibilities, as we know.
I mean, with Patrick as well, I know you do variety events. I mean, you're up on stage, the pair of you do.
Ah, right.
You do your bits and pieces. what's Patrick, what's your take on it? How do you, is that the same feel that you, Robin's giving? How do you feel when you're up there and you're doing these variety performances, psychic nights? Is it something that you find that gets more out there, or do you find the one-to-ones are something that you get more into? How do you see it? How do you enjoy that side of it? Do you like getting up there on stage and showcasing on a level to a bigger audience?
It's all the things Robin have said. The difference between maybe the fairs and the evening demos, I think that's more tuned up for people's self-awareness and messages and loved ones' connections. Guidance from Robin with palmistry and all that. Because I think, we're coming through such changing times where people, there's a lot of people that need, that have lost their confidence, their direction, all the things that Robin actually said. And really, in a way, it's just giving some form of hope and maybe that things are going to change and holding on to those positives. As for the evenings, I guess, in a way, if I'm honest, I have to kind of, it's one of the things that is part of my growth is doing the evening stuff. It's kind of, it's an interest. It's a real learning curve for me. And I'm more comfortable one-to-ones or at the fairs. They're quite exhilarating, and I do love the challenge of being up there and working with my guides and bringing an image through onto canvas. As again with Robin, there's so much guidance and understanding, and I think it just gives people that the belief, if you like, in themselves, that part of their characters and their nature is that self-connection thing.
Well, absolutely, and this is something that Sue came towards me and said, these type of events are not just about the readings, they're a learning process, and I totally agree with her within the energy of what she was doing with these events. And, when I looked at what we've got in the showcase of the people around it, I was excited. I know that we said, wow, I'm working along these amazing guys and they all work in their unique way. And I was quite honoured to be sort of brought forward and tested because, I know Sue puts out an energy of good psychics within these events. And I know that when I come forward with these guys, I've got to be on the mark here because I know you guys are very good at what you do. And not that I doubt myself, but I just think to myself, wow, I'm working with an array of real top guys here. Men and women, you've got some amazing people on these events. I know that next year, not just myself, we have the lovely Sarah May that will be coming in as well, and the lovely Mike Davis as well on these events as well. So it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm really looking forward to this. I'm excited about 2013 because, it's not just about doing the work. It's making new connections and making connections around people that you just feel that energy from. And it's really, really good. Now, I could jabber on and jabber on and jabber on about it, but I know that I've got a guy here waiting on the sidelines. I think we've got Frank on the line. Is Frank still there? Frank, are you there?
Yep. Yes, hello, I'm
Frank.
Here.
Hello, Frank. Right, what I'm going to do, my sir, I'm going to take this reading on for you, my friend, okay? Is there anything that you specifically want me to look into, or do you want me to go just to pick up on the energy of the spirit world?
Sure. I'm involved in a legal issue. I have a trial coming up in May 20th of next year.
Yep. Okay, right. Let's just link into the spirit world and see what I've got for you, okay? Okay, right, so I'm linking in here. I've got a very, very strong male energy that stands behind you, but he stands right behind you. But I don't feel this is a father. It almost feels like it's your grandfather, but on your father's side. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It comes in, and with this legal issue, I don't feel it's all to do with the energy of work. Do you understand what I mean? It almost makes me feel like the energy of emotion and something a lot closer. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it's emotional.
Right, absolutely. And he says to me here that you're a strong guy in life, okay, but this has taken a toll on you and you feel very weak at this moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because with it, it gives me the sense of feeling, when I go back to sort of May, June this year, this is where the energy would have changed and made you feel a lot different about the approach of where things are and brought your energy down. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because what he's saying to me here, Frankie, is that I feel good things around this, but I feel that what he's feeling within your emotions and what you're putting out there to the spirit world yourself, and your grandfather says to me here, you've got to be strong because I don't feel it's going to be as rough a ride as you feel it's going to be. Does this make sense to you? Because you've been feeling within the energy that there's something that's going against you here. Do you understand?
Yes, surprises, there's always surprises.
Well, absolutely. But he does feel that there's this feeling of like defeatedness within your energy. Now, what he means by that as a whole, maybe you've put more negative energy over the outcome of where the good income's going or the good outcome's going to be. Does that make sense to you? Where you've been worried really badly that you felt that it would go against you slightly.
I feel pretty confident, but
right.
Just like any.
Well, your grandfather says to me here that it'll be fine. Now, I know it, obviously that there's a financial energy over this as well, where I got the feeling here that there could be a chance of you, I don't know, I get the feeling of like two things coming up or two energies of court appearance, not court, but magistrate or whatever. Do you understand what I mean? Where there could be like not a settlement straight away. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Possibly.
Well, I feel it may run through the summer of next year. But it feels to me that I've got an early process around the energy of March. But I feel that I'm going through right the way through to September next year. So don't be too downhearted if things don't seem to all fit into the energy of the early start or early stages of that. But it might continue on to the September feeling where things get a lot better for you. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Right? You may not understand it at the moment, but as long as you can, I mean, understand it by taking it in. Do you understand what I mean? But you've got a lovely energy here. And I feel that, I don't know if you've got a brother, because I feel like I wanted to put a brother next to you as well. Does this make sense to you?
Somewhat.
Yeah, okay. I've got more than one, but I feel like I want to come close to a brother or I'm putting love over to a brother, but I feel there's a reason for this. Because I feel like I need some support or there's an energy of talking to a brother for a reason around the energy of what's going on. That may not be that he's involved with this, but the feeling is from what your grandfather's telling me here. Okay, I don't know. Who's that? Who's John?
Who's Joe?
Joe or John, yeah. Who's that?
Joe is my uncle.
Okay, right. That may be where he's talking about the brother, and it may well be to do with above you and the brother to the side. Do you understand what I mean? But can you understand where you might need to get some influence or some input from your uncle? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, he told me basically to go for the throat.
Right. There you go. So listen to what your grandfather said to you about what your uncle said. Because I know that he's trying to get this message across to say to you, look, don't hold back. Go for it, okay? Because your uncle's got wise words, and that's exactly what your grandfather would say. Do you understand what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know, you've got a kind heart deep down inside, and it's not like you to go to the throat, but you're going to have to in this process. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Now, also, why is there links to family around the New York area?
Pardon me?
Have you got any links to New York?
Links to New York? No, I was planning to visit Buffalo, New York on vacation, but...
Okay, well, I've got this coming up because I feel that I'm being shown New York, like there's a link going there or you would have had links around it somewhere. So remember this, but also remember when... Okay, sorry, he's just telling me in my ear, your grandfather. Right, he's letting me know around early stages of next year, February, March time. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He wants you to say, he's giving you a big thumbs up here that things will be okay, right? So there's something within a lawsuit here within the energy of what's going on here that I feel that you will win over. But it's going to take time. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
So your payout or something on the energy of receiving something back may not come forward until September. Do you understand that?
Yes, that makes sense.
Right, because what you're saying to me in my ear is that March, April time feels like this is when things start to happen. September feels like a settlement. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
What I will also say to you here is, okay, what's that? Okay, don't tell, I don't know why he's giving me this, but remember it. Don't tell everybody around you what you are doing or what you are planning to do, because there's people there that you may not be able to trust, or you trust that they might be backstabbing you. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I have it. Basically, keep me to myself and fam.
Absolutely. Keep it close to your chest, because at the end of the day, this is your grandfather's wise words, okay? Now, I want to ask you, who's the Gemini or where's the twins in the family?
The Gemini is the person I'm going up against.
Right, there's your validation, okay? Now, let me just tell you that they are out to get as much as they can. And can I just say this to you, because this is the words they've given to me. That person, even though it's hurt you, I feel within the energy there wasn't a true love there from the start. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Not really.
Right. The passion of that person, it may not be a relationship as a woman or whatever, but that person never had their kind intentions to start with. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, and by the way, it is a woman.
Right. Then that's what I'm saying to you, that this person had different intentions from the start around the situation of where she got involved with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. I'm going to leave these love with you, my friend, because I've got a lot going on in the show. But I hope that's give you some hope.
Yes, very interesting reading. Thank you so much, and enjoy your holidays.
And you, God bless, and have a happy new year. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Frank. God bless.
Thank you.
There you go, and that's the beauty of the spirit world and what they come through with communication. So there you go, guys. Where am I? Wow, I've just come back into the zone again. So we've got the lovely Patrick Gamble, we've got the lovely Robin Lowne on. Now, on the sidelines here, we do have a couple of our hosts. Now, I'm going to bring them in individually so it doesn't all go mayhem here. Okay. First of all, I want to bring through our palm. The palm we had, which was number two, is our lovely Mike Davis. Mike, are you on the line, my friend?
Yeah, I am, Grant. How are you doing, mate?
Hello, I'm very well. Now, I hope, mate, that you heard your palm reading earlier on.
Yes, I did. I couldn't decide whether it was from me or from Nick, but as soon as you said there about the childish bit, I realised it was from me.
Well, I've got to say to you, look, give your feedback to Robin. Robin's there. Just go with the flow with it, mate, and just give him a little bit of feedback on the bits that you could relate to.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin. Yeah, you know, I can relate to it all. I am the kind of guy that, you know, likes things in order. I like things in place. I like to be content and settled. So, yeah, I can relate to all of it. It's really interesting what you were saying.
Great. Okay.
There's not much more you can say to that. But what I picked up is pretty much the way that I felt that you know, in a good way that Mike is. And I thought that was quite a very good reading. Now, I don't know what Mike felt. I mean, obviously he knows more about himself than I do. But I know palm number one was the lovely Sarah. Now, I know that we got Sarah on the line as well. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
Now, unfortunately, I'm well, darling, but unfortunately, I heard through the grapevine that you missed your reading.
I missed it.
So
I heard the last bit.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to kindly ask the lovely Robin Lowne to just briefly go over again a little bit of the pick-up points that he felt about your part. So,
okay. Do you want me to pot it very quickly?
Yep, go on, go for it, mate.
This person is traditional. Generally speaking, they're more community-minded. The pointed little finger indicates the psychic ability. Your pointed fingers indicate your caring nature and healing. Your second joints, when we turn your hand over, indicate ambition and the ability to achieve. You are your own worst enemy sometimes because you do not get on with things which you know you can finish. The thing is here, you've also been traditionally held back in your life by situations and a little bit of hidden anger. But generally speaking, this hand is a successful hand, particularly after the year 35 and beyond 40s and well into 50s. You will travel to America. You've done a little bit of traveling in the Europe, but your headline particularly indicates a wonderful turn of phrase, and although you can't remember the punchlines, you love a good joke.
That's so true.
he did turn around and say that there was some sort of kinky element about you somewhere.
You did, you love it.
No, it did come up, but Sarah, as you well know, Sarah, you can listen back to that, so you know he's not picking up on just because you're there. You can listen back to that reading. So it'll be quite interesting. I'm sure you'll have a little giggle when you listen back to that, because I know
I forgot to say, sometimes she can be bossy, but hey, you know, it's just occasionally.
You smooth talker, Robin.
It's what I say.
Okay, now.
It has to be.
One person we did fail to get a palm across for was our other lovely host that's sitting on the sideline. Now, I will make sure in time, but I'm not going to tell Robin about this particular guy too much. But he is our lovely host, and obviously he's a psychic, and we know that he's a psychic. But I'm not going to tell you the way he works, but it's our lovely Nick Humphries. But when we do a palm next time, I'm not going to tell you whose palms they are. So we're going to put a multitude of palms in front of you again, and we'll mix him in at some point, okay? But our lovely Nick Humphries, Nick, are you there?
I am, Grant. Yes. Hi. Good evening to everybody.
Hi,
mate. Hello there, and I'm just gonna say, mate, I do apologise. I didn't receive your thing. I don't know what happened there, but I will get you that reading, palm reading with the lovely Robin, and I dare say you'll get to meet him in person.
It's not a problem,
But listen, we will do that. It's, you know, but guys, I wanted to bring you all in because this is our Christmas show, and I want all you guys to come in and just wish everyone a Merry Christmas. So, a big from their host. From Mike Spirit, a big all together now, a big Merry Christmas to everyone listening.
Merry Christmas.
Hey,
Neil.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
While we have Mike on the line, I just want to ask Mike, because I do hear that there's something coming up on Sunday, mate. There's a bit of a competition going on here, and there's going to be a few judges. Now, can you let me know quickly a little bit about that so we don't hold it up too much? We know we've got a lot of people calling in for
reading. Yeah, no problem, Ben. We've got lots of judges on Sunday. You and Julia, the wonderful Sierra May, and every other host of Mike's World FM, because Nick will be joining me in Studio One for a sing-off. And, you know, they were talking about this quite in the art chat room right now about the sing-off. With myself and the wonderful Nick.
Yeah.
And, well, it is winner takes all. You know, we've had the Texas Laugh competition, we've had the Texas Voice competition. You know, won by a landslide by everything so far. So, you know, winner takes all, Sunday, mate.
It's not true.
Well, Nick, I've heard a little bit about what Mike's doing. Can you give us a little clue about what type of sing, or is it, you know, what type of song you're going to sing, or is this a complete sort of, you know, surprise?
It's not a surprise at all. I've chosen a song that I feel suits my type of voice, and because it's Christmas, I thought I'd do a Christmas song. So I'm going to do Let It Snow. So
brilliant.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, you know, sort of track.
Good.
So.
Well, you know, you got my vote already. there was a reference to his madness, wasn't there, Mike?
That was a bit underhanded, that. But, you know, but, Grant, I can make PayPal payments, you know this, isn't it?
Yeah. Send it over in the post, mate, and I'll see if I can up your vote a little bit. All
no
right?
problem, go mate.
Okay, guys, it is a pleasure to have you in on the show. Guys, you know... fantastic. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be part of this family. You're always good. But I'm going to have to chuck you out now. I'm sorry. But we've got readings to do. I've got two lovely guests on, and we're going to be going back to back with a few more readings. I know I've got right at the start, I had six in the system. So I know we've got loads more out there. So I've got to go back to back with these guys. So I'm going to chuck you out. I don't look to be rude, but sod off.
Grant, before you do kick us out, I'd just like to say, okay, Merry Christmas to everybody. But please don't forget, I know we've got the show with Michael on Sunday, but on Christmas Day, I do have my show, and it's live. I'd love for everybody just to pop in and say Happy Christmas to everybody, all the listeners and so on, and maybe have a bit of a sing-song, a bit of a laugh.
Well, Nick, I will definitely try and get in on that one with you on Christmas night, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Say hello. I will probably, no doubt, have a bevy in my hand at the time, and chilling out, and probably stuff that with loads of turkey and sweets and chocolate. So don't expect me to tune in and do any readings, because I'm totally useless and I block myself when I eat and drink too much. So
where all the chocolate anyway?
And you know what they say, never mix the spirits, and that's what I always say. So I will come in, I will say hello, and now we're going to go back-to-back with some more readings, guys. It's been
Absolutely.
A pleasure to have you in. We're going to have a piece of music. We're going to sort of bring this energy back down again and go back into a couple of weeks before the end of the show. We'll play a nice piece of music. Then what we're going to do is we're going to get lovely Patrick Gamble again to do a lovely reading for somebody across the water. And I don't know, actually, I think our next caller's coming in from the UK. So, Patrick, I'll be with you after this lovely piece of music. The piece of music that I'm playing next is a very, very Christmassy tune. I love this one. I know you will. And it goes a little something like this.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a fable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
I've got to tell you guys, I mean, these psychics we have on here, our lovely hosts and guests, they never ever stop working. And they never stop talking. They're frantically talking to each other in the background here. Madness. I've got to say to you, but what a lovely, lovely team. Lovely, lovely energy we have on the show tonight. Now, I did promise that we would go back to readings, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I do believe we have the lovely Sarah on the line. Sarah, are you there?
I am, indeed. After an hour and a half. Oh, my God. Don't you guys talk
God.
A lot?
I do apologise, darling. It's such a frantic
that's
show.
All right.
I hope
no,
you're
that's
fine.
Okay.
I hope you're enjoying the show, darling.
Yeah, no, it's interesting stuff. I love the artwork, by the way, the Patrick Gamble artwork. I had a look while we were, you know, while you were talking, and it's fantastic. It really
well,
is
you're
fantastic.
Gonna have
love it.
You're going to have the pleasure right now, Sarah, of having a lovely reading with the lovely Patrick Gamble. I'm going to pass it over to him. And you can have a little chat with him, and he can see what he can pick up for you.
Okay, this will be interesting. I'm actually not in
yeah,
the UK,
absolutely.
I'm in the US. No, I'm not in the UK. I'm in the US.
Right.
I actually live in Florida, so...
Oh, you lucky thing.
Well, it's actually not that warm
room.
Today, believe it or not.
Have you got a spare room?
Well, yeah, for everybody, you and everybody else that wants to come over, yeah, there won't be much room left, unfortunately.
We will hold you to that, without a doubt. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you over to lovely Patrick and see if you can pick up on your energy and see what you can give me, darling.
Okay.
Hello. How are you? Okay, bless you for waiting.
I know,
right.
A long time, yeah.
Well, let's see what we can do here. First of all, I've got this really card here. It's something that I've got as new beginnings coming up. Now, again, this can be for someone, for yourself or someone around you, and it speaks of new beginnings in a very big way. It's quite a large card to turn over, and we also have an element of a journey or travel being undertaken or given. Now, what it's bringing through is I do get a lot of red around at the moment. Now, red is a bit like a coin. It comes, there's two sides to red. Red can suggest on one side that there has been an element of tension or stress or low energy. Now, that can suggest where someone's gone through something of a challenging time at this moment. Would that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Yes.
So what right away, I've got, because there's an abundance of red, that does represent frustration. It can, if I push red into an extreme, it can also suggest where there's been something of an angry feeling over a situation. Now, I know anger is a strong word to use, but would that make any sense to you at all?
Yeah, it does. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
So again, I've got this strong, angry feeling. Now, again, without being psychic, we know that's going to take a lot of energy. And so there's been a lot of energy put into something or someone to try to resolve or to try to get over. Now, because we have this newness, this element of new energy that's coming into play, that is something that's really, really good. Now, but it would suggest where someone is going to go through some quite big changes. Now, would that make any sense at this moment in time where you know whether someone that is entering in or where there's a situation that is going to create some new beginnings?
Well, I'm hoping that that's the case, yes.
Because
that's
it's
the idea anyway.
I feel it very, very, because this new beginnings is quite a big element. It's not like, you know, sometimes in life where we may have like a 25% of new energy coming in. This energy is almost like 100% new energy. If it's not 100%, you're looking at like 85, 90. It's big changes that are coming into play. And they're very, very positive. They are extremely positive energy that's moving in and coming forwards. Even though it can be a little bit daunting, or a little bit, there's an element of nerves with this, but there's also an element of excitement and freshness coming with this new beginning, okay?
Okay.
The other side of we want to get someone's energy up as well, because someone's energy has been quite low or quite down. Can you understand that?
So is this my energy you're talking about right now?
Well, I'm going to say I am with you rather than someone else, but I do feel there's someone around whose energy has been extremely low, or where someone has needed support and help. Can you understand?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of that. I seem to attract people that, you know, zap a lot of my energy. So I guess so, but.
Can you understand when there's a situation where there's a bit of a block with communication?
Not right now, no. Maybe
because
if I think about it, but not right now.
Okay, that's all right. Just take that away with you, because there's an element where it's trying to... Now, communication is linked into understanding, and that's something that's really kind of very, very important in trying to get things moving along. I do feel that you're having to be quite strong at this moment in time, no? And that strength is also coming through, and you're going to have to watch your energy at this moment, because there's a lot that you have to do. I do feel that there's been a situation, though, that has been quite challenging, but can you understand that?
Yes.
And that's where I feel the drain of energy is. Now, I'm still going to pick up on this communication thing, so I cannot let it go, but I do believe there has been an element of where there's been an element that's come into play that has created some form of the stress and the tension has created some form of restless or broken sleep, or where sleep patterns have changed. Can you understand this?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because again, it's to do with the busy mind. It's where we can try to push things to the back of our head, but it's where there has been this element of tension and stress. Now, I do feel that this new energy is also going to bring about these big changes. It's about someone moving forwards as well. Now, moving forwards is an element of leaving something behind or entering into this new element. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Again, so this new element of leaving something behind, there's almost like I see it as the picture that's given to me, it will represent this element of rebuilding or reestablishing. That's the energy I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay, now that rebuilding, reestablishing can suggest something to do with a home situation, or it can be with a structure of life. Because we all live life by a structure, and as humans, we're quite comfortable doing that. So this does represent a change in structure situation. Now, I do have here an element where I'm feeling also support. There's a lot of support coming through from spirit for someone. This support can work in two ways. It can pull family back together. So there is a little bit of a suggestion where family are apart or distant. It wants to pull family back together, but it can also suggest where, on a spiritual level, they're trying to bring extra support for someone within family. Would that make any sense?
No, sorry, say that again. Yeah, that's a bit unclear to me. Yeah, sorry, say that again.
there, what I have is an element here where they are bringing support in, and that the element of that energy can be bringing family back together, or it can be bringing extra support to someone within a family situation, someone that needs
okay.
Some form of support or help.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm not really sure about that. I'm not completely sure about that, to be honest. I'm like 4,500 miles away from my family, so.
I appreciate that, but we still got this element of energy that's trying to come in, that's trying to give support for someone, and it is on a family vibration. It's coming through on that link, and it's coming through quite strong. The other element we have, I do have an element where we want some new, fresh energy coming in. Now, that is linked to yellow. Yellow is the color of inspiration, and it really wants to bring this inspiring energy into play. Now, the only reason for inspiring energy is to create newness again. Now, we got this new beginnings coming up, but we got this color of inspiration. And so we're trying to generate something new. It's almost like, in a way, the old doesn't work. We need something new into the space to generate movement.
Yeah, I mean, is this on a job-related issue, or because I'm actually looking for work right now?
Because it is an inspiring colour, it really wants to generate things for you. Within our lives, we have two big things. One of them are relationships, and one of them is work. So again, you know, it can possibly be for work because it wants to create. Because at the moment, what yellow also represents is anxiety and anxiousness as well. So at this moment in time, someone is carrying quite a lot of anxiousness, anxiety, and nerve tension. And that's all in the tummy area. Yeah? So
there's some people who I used to work for, they're now suing each other, but they're trying to drag me into it as well. So I've had a lot of issues with that. Again, I'm going to be our third caller that's involved in a lawsuit. So it's
around. It's part of 2012 because, you know, we do have an element here also. I have a particular card because I've just drawn a card for you, and that card is the card of challenge. Now, the challenge card is it's a very positive card, but it does represent to challenge the fears. The challenge the fears is where we have to stand on a spot that we really want to run away from. You know, it's okay standing on a spot where we are confident, but the element of anxiety or anxiousness create that we don't feel exactly confident or there's an element of uncertainty or unsureness, but this card wants to bring the sureness through. It's very important that you project that positiveness because that in some ways actually kind of creates it in a way. But the card of challenge is the card of challenge. It's very much where it's wanting you to take that element of lead or direction upon that. It does represent new beginnings. We do represent this element of rebuild or reestablishing. There has been this element of restless or broken sleep and this challenging situation. And that support, you know, and maybe it's because you're all the way out there. There is that element of where you're not alone, but there is an element of feeling somewhat alone in dealing with it. Even though there's people around you and your family are all those miles away, I do believe on a spiritual level, part of what energy is coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it is very, very hard for me in America because I still haven't had what I consider a proper job, and I had a really good job in London before I came out here. I worked for two international law firms, and over here it's very hard. The culture's so different, you know, the driving issues different. Everything's just people seem to sue each other over here. I know that stuff's like a really bad thing to say, but there seems to be a lot of lawsuits going on and a lot of backstabbing, and people don't seem to be genuine. Whereas in the UK, if people don't, you know, I never had these issues in the UK that I have here, and it's quite disturbing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when I look at what I've got here is that we have this red. Red is the stress, the tension, you know, the frustration, the anger of dealing with. I do believe that communication thing is what you're working through, because all that lawsuit, again, is communication, understanding. I really think that's why that's coming up and coming forward here. And, you know, on a spiritual level, that's some of the energy that's coming through, because communication, as I said earlier, is understanding, and it's trying to assist you in coming through and coming over. It is. I mean, we do have an element of restructuring here and reestablishing, and I really think that is such an healthy thing. And also this inspiration, this new things have not worked. That's why we have this yellow. The yellow is the color of inspiration and newness, because what we want to do is we want to restructure the energy that is around you in a way that it does work for you. And that's part of the big vibration that's coming through and is directed at you. I can really feel this energy, but we have to get through this. And again, like a lot of people, it's getting through this year. This year's been such a challenging year for so many of us that we're entering into the year 2013, and this will swing things around, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping so. I had a couple of job interviews this week, so, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, something good will happen next year. I haven't heard back from the job interviews yet, but, you know.
I think in a way, because we have this element of this new beginning coming up, I really feel strong. That is a big card for you, and it really carries some strong meaning. And it does. The new beginning card is a big one. It's not just a small change. It is big changes, and it is positive.
Good. Oh, good. Oh. I'm glad. I need some positive stuff this year. I really do.
Sarah.
Well, next year rather. Yes.
Sarah, can I just step in? Step in here. I've got to say, I love the way Patrick works and brings the colour through, because that's just amazing. And I've got to say, I'm sitting here, Patrick, and I totally back up what you're saying here, because I've got a deck of cards sitting here next to me. I don't usually use them. I normally go straight into the mediumship side. And what I pulled out, and I just shuffled the cards up, and I pulled out the full card. Now, I love the full card, because it totally backs up what Patrick's saying, because it's about taking a risk. It's about throwing off restrictions of the past, and also, you know, leaps into new boundaries of challenges, like Patrick was saying here. So it's a real positive card, because it's the first card. It's number zero, or zero in the deck. But the full card is about what you've learned from past mistakes, or where you're going within taking a leap into something new. And this is exactly what Patrick's saying. So absolutely, you know, listen. Like I say, listen, take in what Patrick's saying, because it's absolutely remarkable what he's just picked up there, because it's the card summed it up there all in one. So I hope that's helped you. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, it has. Yeah. So there's good things on the way, so that's good.
But they are, darling, yeah. And I've got again, oh, you know, thank Patrick. That was absolutely amazing, really, mate. And, you know, when you look at what he's trying to say, it gives you the sense of where you understand that approach of where you've got to go next. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hope
that's
helped.
You know, actually, there was a bit where he said that there was that someone that needed me at the moment. Yeah, that's one of the people that I work for. Yeah. She's needed me, you know.
Well, there you go. And you know, if you want to find out a bit more about Patrick and how he works and bits and pieces, you can go through to his website. Okay, we'll get him to announce it at the end of the show. And if you want to listen back, you can listen back through Blog Talk, and you can listen back to the show and reflect over the reading, and you'll probably get more and more from it the second time. Everybody does. But it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, and sorry for letting you wait for so long. Bless your heart. You've got a lovely energy.
Don't worry.
Keep that energy up, okay? Because it's positive energy.
Yeah, I am. Pretty positive most of the time, even though I'm struggling. But yeah, I'm pretty positive, so that's good.
Well, bless
and thank
your heart,
you so much for doing my reading.
Bless your heart. We'll put loads of positive energy out for you. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Make sure that you get through this hard time. And it's hard when you're thousands of miles away from family and people around you, but you know, you've got our support here at Mike Spirit FM, and we'll make sure that we put plenty of good thought out for you, darling. Have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Oh, God bless you. And again, Patrick, absolutely amazing. Thank you very much for that. Now, guys, I do believe we have another caller on the line. We're going to go back to back with a couple of these. We're running out of time. It's only 15 minutes left. I think we've got a lovely Jodanna on the line. Jodanna, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, she's there. Hello there, darling. Whereabouts are you calling from?
I just landed in Minneapolis.
Wow. Is it snowing out there?
Not right now, but they got some snow.
I just had a feeling that I had to ask you that for some reason. So I just felt it was very cold out there at the moment, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you want me to go straight into the energy of see what I pick up, or is there something specific you want me to look around?
I actually have something specific, if that's okay.
That's absolutely fine.
My boyfriend and I just broke up last weekend, and it was definitely over a silly situation. And I'm just wondering if we're going to end up reconciling, because his parents think I'm, like, not real, which is ridiculous.
Okay, well, let me tune in. Just calm down. Let me tune in and see what I can pick up around the energy of this and see where it's going, okay? Now, I do get the energy of a lovely, lovely, soft, gentle energy of a lady here from Spirit, but I feel this could well be your grandmother, and I go on to the energy here of your mum's side. Do you understand this?
I could be my great mother on my mom's side.
Okay, but I've just got a very. Can you understand? She would be quite short in size.
What was that?
She's quite a short lady.
Yes, she was very short. Yes.
Okay, right. First of all, she's giving me a rose here. Now, rose signifies giving you love and sending love over to you. Let me just ask her about this situation and find out what she's giving me. What the feeling is here is the reason why people are looking at this situation and or putting a doubt towards around it is because of the energy of where he's been and what he's done in the past. Do you understand what I mean by this, around the energy
of
your relationship?
Yes, yeah, he's been hurt before, yeah?
Right, okay. Now, I don't get a negative energy within him. I get a confusion of energy within him, within the energy of what he feels about what the word love actually means. Do you understand this?
Right.
Right, now what I get with the energy of that, it doesn't mean that's a negative, but I do feel that there's going to be complications around the energy of where he feels towards. Now, if I go back, and I only go back a couple of weeks here, okay, what I feel with this is where we started to get the energy pull, where he pulled back. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Right, okay.
Right, now what I get with it also here is, and there is an element here of on your side now to do with trust and insecurity around the energy of what you feel that could be an alternative motive around the energy of him pulling away. So hence what I'm being told here. Did you feel that there was somebody else around him?
No.
Right.
No, I felt that he was being, you know, people were talking about me and saying, you know, I'm not real, and I think that definitely got into his head, but...
Right, so
it's just so silly.
Okay, but that put an insecurity in you. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, I wasn't insecure about it. He was. Like, absolutely. I think he had insecurities
Right, now, I'll go back to the insecurity within you, where the insecurity comes within him to put the insecurity around you again. Does that make sense to you?
Right, okay.
Right, so because it makes you feel that he's not confident in you, so that put this insecurity about you, about where this relationship was. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah, because his family, like, definitely, like, they attacked me. Like, they were very cruel to me, and, you know, I don't know if he knows what they said or what they did or not,
yep.
But,
I feel it's a lot of hot air and gossip more than actually where it is. Okay. Now, that's what I get. Now, who is the Wolf of Sign or who is the Pisces?
Neither. He's a Virgo and I'm a Cancer.
Okay. Can you also hold that and remember that also I'm picking up the energy of Spirit here. So that could be something around a birthday or a date of a celebration to the person that's in Spirit. So maybe you can ask your mum about that, okay? But
okay.
I want to come back to you because the feeling is here is that let's take him away from the equation at the moment, okay? Let's look at you. Because I feel that as I'm looking here, that you haven't had it easy where relationship comes in, not just within him, in the past. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I've always been very dedicated, and I've never received that.
Absolutely. And three times you've been let down. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's saying to me here, look, don't blame yourself because you feel or you take it on that you blame yourself sometimes. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
But there's no need to because you know deep down at the end of the day, this isn't about you. It's just that you've been a little bit unlucky. But I've got to say to you, I love the energy of this guy. Has he got dark hair, dark brown hair?
He does, yeah.
Right. As I link into him here, I actually feel that I wanted to put a commitment around you. So I don't know if you talked about engagement or talked about a commitment.
We did, yeah. Right. We talked about getting engaged.
Absolutely, because I felt like I'm bringing that ring and producing it to you. But what I'm actually being shown here is that this is just a flash in the pan of a situation. This is something that you've got to look at and say to yourself, okay, I understand where he is. I understand what's going on around. But look, you've got to not listen to other people. You've got to take your own judgment because this is your life, I'm being told here, by your grandmother or your great-grandmother. But it feels to me that what I get with this connection is that this is somebody that isn't just a relationship. This is somebody that's a friend as well and can read into you a lot deeper than where anybody else has read into you before within that connection. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah, he was. We were like two peas in a pod. We were so much alike, it was ridiculous.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know who that is, but they're shouting me, but there would be a connection. Now, this isn't his name, but who would Mark or Martin be around the person of the connection where he come in? So there was there a friend or a mutual friend of Martin, the M-A-R sounding male name?
No, not that I know of.
Right, well, can you hold it? Because I feel like I want to chuck it into the situation somewhere, but I do feel that I need to put that forward to you in the energy, okay? So remember it and hold it. What I also want to say to you is here that let's not break what we have within it and don't listen to other people around because I do feel that this connection will come back in. And I feel that it's going to come back in quicker than you feel it's going to come back in. But I feel that...
Really?
I do. And I feel that this could well come in into the energy around between Christmas and the new year. So I feel that there's a communication. There's an energy here around the 26th, 27th, around Boxing Day and into the 27th of that month. Well, I actually feel that the energy approaches forward. Now, I'm not saying that that's, you know, everything's hunky-dory, but I do feel that there's communication there to build on something, okay?
So now, think that he'll, like, because I haven't spoken with him at all since this. Like, he said, you know, not to text him anymore. So do you think he's going to end up, like, reaching out to me?
Okay, well, that is something which I do feel, and I feel that he'll come forward off his own back. Do you understand what I mean? Because this is a man that needed time and space to come away and look at the situation and know what he needs to feel to come back in again. Do you understand what I mean? Now, I've got to ask you this. Is it you that has the sister or he has the sister? And who's the one that's been putting like a bit of a blockage in between the energy of what's going on between you within the sister field?
It would be his sister.
Right, because I feel that there's somebody here that's trying to put something forward within the energy of this on a negative, but
definitely his sister.
Right, okay, and I feel that really, in theory, what it's all about is this particular sister is not happy with her own life. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, like she's not married, you know, and she's a lot older. I actually used to get along with her, and then, like, when her and her brother and I, you know, like, really got deep into it, she wanted me to be with her brother, but when we got really deep faster, she, like, wasn't happy with it, and now she, you know, like, told me that, like, she was like, you're creepy, like, why are you talking to my friends about my brother, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we were together.
Right. And this is why the situation, you know, this is why the situation of, it's not because she doesn't like you. It's nothing to do with that, and it's not nothing personal. This is personal to her feelings about what she's feeling within her own life, hence the reason why she doesn't want anyone else around her to be happy. Now, that's quite common, and it happens, but don't take it personally. And Spirit are putting forward here that it's not personal to you, so it's not like she doesn't hate you or anything. So don't put that forward within the energy back to her. Do you understand what I mean? Because I feel like I want to send healing out to this sister for her and where she is within her life, okay? And I feel that you need to do this well. So don't think negatively with it. Think positively within that zone. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Right.
Do you think,
now, I know that's hard.
Sorry.
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
I was just going to ask, so you do think that regardless of, like, his whole family doesn't want him to talk to me, but you think he will end up reaching out to me?
I feel that this is a man that will make his own judgment and do his own thing and won't listen and throw off the restrictions of stuff, because I feel that he's gone through this a little bit before. He's a little bit controlled within the energy of family. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yep.
And I feel that he will make his own mind up. Because his heart is pure, and his heart is pure to you. So like I say, give it time. Let this communication come forward in a very close near future. Don't expect too much from it in that week, but expect it to build at the end of January onwards around the new year, okay? I've got to leave it there, my darling, because I've come into the end of the show. But I really hope that's helped
you. Yes, thank you.
Bless your
much.
Heart. Well, good luck with it all. It is a process, and we've got to remember that relationships, they don't just happen. They don't just get back on track straight away. It takes time, and this is something you two have got. You've got plenty of, and you know there is a deep love between the pair of you. It's just got to get back on track. Then I'll leave your great grandmother's love with you, if this is who's coming forward. But she felt very motherly to me, so I don't know if you had a connection with her. But I'll leave her love with you, darling. Okay. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bless your heart. God bless. Okay. Wow.
Grant, can I just come in there, please?
You certainly can.
Yeah, we've got a lady in the chat room and she's begging for a question, mate.
Okay, right. Thanks, Keane. That's really kind of you, mate. Okay, who's the lady in the chat room that wants to have a quick question? Can you come forward quickly now? Hello? Hello? Is she there, Keane? Sorry,
mate. She's just Cosmic Kerry in the chat room.
Yep. Okay. Let me have a little. Is she wrote the question or does she want to? Is she online?
Just in the chat room there at the moment, mate.
Okay, mate. I can't see her there.
Well, if you just come in there, she has just put in the chat room until there at 8:07:27.
I can't see it. I didn't quite hear that, mate. Sorry, say it again.
I can. She's area code 7278.
I don't know if we're going to be able to fit her in, but what I will do is...
727, you're on air.
Oh, you're there. Hello, are you there, darling? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's your question, darling? Very quickly before we come to the end of the show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's your question, darling?
The question wasn't for me. I don't know why I'm online. It's actually my friend. It's actually my friend. I'm actually Sarah. I spoke to you already.
Oh, bless your heart. What was her question?
Well, my friend basically is Carrie. That's my friend. She really wants to ask you a question. She's on the line.
It.
I don't know how you get in contact with her. I think she's on the phone right now. Get the other 727.
I don't think
it's not me. I'm 727. Get the other one.
I don't think we're going to have enough time to do it now. Oh, bless, because we're really running out of time. Because I need to thank my lovely guests for coming on the show tonight, the lovely Patrick Gamble and the lovely Robin Lowne. Guys, I hope that you heard enough about how to contact them. If you didn't, listen back to Blog Talk Radio and you'll be able to get their details. We have come to the end of the show. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I do apologise, Cosmic Carrie, if I didn't get your call. Please, please tune in again on Mike Davis on Sunday. Maybe he can answer that for you. We wish you well. And remember, guys, you're never alone.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier.
Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with Spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.